Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so we've got a study out that says that it seems as if fewer people who work together are dating. Did you ever date somebody that you work with? Is there anybody at work that you would like to currently date? And how does that work out? Does it ever work out? I'd love to talk to you if you've dated somebody from work, and I'd like to know how it worked out. 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, text 870-870. Anybody in your office that you would sing this song to? Prince, I Want to Be Your Lover. You know, in this day and age of the Me Too movement and just everything that has changed, I can't imagine dating somebody I work with. It doesn't mean I don't work with people I would date, but I just can't imagine it. I'm getting a lot of texts about the caller we had just a few minutes ago, Warren, this 12-year-old guy. We're going to highlight this and we'll post it on Facebook. It's already up. Oh, it's on our website. Check out this phone call that I have with this guy, Warren, 12 years old. I mean, the guy was like really brilliant. He was talking about the moon landing, and it's on our website, WWL.com. And I'm getting texts like, Scoot, you have some really smart listeners. Yes, we do. Another text says, yes, Warren, most intelligent call I've heard on this station. Please stay away from politics. From the West Bank, Keith, I've got time for a quick comment before I get to news. How are you this afternoon?
Yeah, thank you, Scoot. I just wanted to tell you, listening to your interview just now, I met Art Neville. I was in a rehabilitation center 2 years ago, and I met his daughter, Orfel. And I'm going to tell you something, Scoot. They are the most beautiful people in the world.
It's always encouraging to hear that. And I was amazed that Ivan was just so honest about what he was like and that admitting that he was a bad boy and was doing bad things. And it's so great that he's a different person today. And I applaud him for that. I applaud anybody who's gone through that because it's not easy. And, you know, when you do get addicted to something, you feel like you're not going to be the same if you're not on it. And you surprise yourself and realize you're even better.
That's correct. And let me tell you something, Scoot. When I was in that rehabilitation center, I was in a room next to him. Now, I used to hear it was piano music.
Oh, cool.
It was great.
Keith, I appreciate you sharing that with us.
It was just as great.
And you doing good?
Thank you, Scoot. Yes, sir. Yes,
all right.
Sir.
I'm glad to hear that. All right, if you want to join us with your comment, it is free for all Friday, and we're just having fun on this Friday afternoon. Heading into the weekend, I'm Scoot. Our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. So there's a lot of activity at the corner of Severn and Veterans because a new place opened up. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Hey, have you ever thought about that with somebody you currently work with or somebody you worked with in the past? Damn, I wish I was your lover. Ever thought about that? Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll. Is there anyone you currently work with that you would date? 92% say no. 18% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Can you imagine much of like sewage and waterboard workers? You know, they're digging a hole somewhere in the ground right now or cleaning out a drain. And they might be listening to the show and they're hearing me ask, is there anybody at work that you'd like to date? And they look around at each other. I think that's part of the 92%. All right. Have you ever dated somebody that you work with? And how did that work out? I've got a text here that says, I'm married with a woman I worked with, two kids, and doing great, been married 10 years. Another text says, met my wife at work and have been married for 39 wonderful years. Another text says, working with the opposite sex is fun, but dating them is out of the question. Been there, done that, it ends badly every time. Well, I mean, think about it. You date somebody at work, and if it doesn't last forever. Isn't that a little uncomfortable? I mean, it seems like it would be a little more difficult to be friends with somebody after you, you know, did all that other stuff with them. But see, but I think work is a great place to meet people, wherever you work, because it's a casual atmosphere. You know, nobody's at a bar. There's no pretense. Well, I guess there's pretense sometimes, but you really get to see somebody for who they are. And sometimes you just come to like, respect, and admire somebody and find yourself physically attracted to them as well. So it's not an unusual thing for people to be attracted to people at work. And then we know that some people have gotten raises and promotions based on having relationships. And, you know, that's not supposed to happen. But some people have used what they have to seek advantages in the workplace. From the Marini, Stephen, you're on WWL.
Hey, to show how far the space group was, I came from a town of 25,000 people in Delaware, and my father and my grandfather made the Playtex Cross Your Heart bra, but later they started another subsidiary company, and they made the space suit. And my father was in charge of the hands and the arms of the space suit. And in the early spacesuits, if the guys gained 5 pounds, they had to make them a new suit. But anyway, the town of 25,000 didn't really have any nice restaurants. So my mother was a pretty good cook, and we had an Amish maid cook. So Dad would bring all these astronauts home for dinner.
Really?
And so as a kid, you know, there could be 6 or 7 astronauts sitting at our table. Matter of fact, I have a table in my kitchen where the astronaut sat, and I brought it down here when my parents broke up their home, and then I brought it down here, and it's been here ever since.
Well, you have a real personal relationship with the moon landing, then.
Yeah, and so I'm going home in October. My father died. My parents divorced, and my father died and married another lady. They were only a year and a half before he died, and then she, after he died, came down with cancer, and I'm going to go back up to see if the barn where they had the models of the hands of each of the astronauts were in a box in this barn. And so I don't know who owns the farm now.
That would be interesting.
Well,
if you can get a hold of that, that would be really interesting.
Horse barn. So I'm, you know, and artwork and whatever.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling, you know, a lot of times stuff gets just left when people move out, especially if they're ill when they move out and sell the property.
Yeah, that could be very valuable. Stephen, I appreciate the call, and you know, have a good trip back to Delaware to do that. It was on this day, July 19th, 1969, 50 years ago today, the Apollo 11 and its astronauts, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins, went into orbit around the moon. And again, you know, we didn't know it was going to work out this way. And as I mentioned earlier, think about the math equations that had to go into this whole thing. I mean, they had to figure out about the gravitational pull of the Earth and the orbit. We figured that out. And then breaking away from the Earth's orbit. And then getting into the moon orbit. And then landing. And then blasting off the moon and hooking back up with the Apollo 11 capsule. I mean, this was just an amazing feat. And tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of landing on the moon. So there was a place at the corner of Veterans and Severn. It was called Loggers, and it was there for many years. Kind of a dark looking place. It has just turned into Shake Shack. Well, not just, but Shake Shack opened up today. It's a burger joint with shakes, and I'm sure that I don't eat burgers, but I'm sure there'd be something on the menu there. But anyway, there's a lot of activity around the corner of Veterans and Severn because Shake Shack has just opened up. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Somebody at work make you think about this song? Just can't fight the feeling anymore? And so does that cause you to blank where you eat? I think that's the phrase, you know, yeah. I mean, because a lot of people have all these phrases about, you know, you don't do this, and this is what you don't do. You don't work and you don't blank and eat at the same place, or you don't dip your pen in something about dipping your pen in the company ink or something like that. That's an interesting metaphor. All right, so have you ever worked with somebody? How did that work out? And I mean, I guess some people try to, you know, do it behind closed doors. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. It's a Friday afternoon, and it's a free-for-all Friday when we randomly select some of the topics to revisit that we talked about this week. One of the big topics this week was freedom of speech, and it continued over a couple of days, and it had to do with the squad and President Trump. And if you don't agree with the country, leave. If you say ugly things about the country and the president, get the hell out of here. I wrote an op-ed blog, which is, I guess, it's going to be controversial to many of you. It's titled Attacks on Freedom of Speech. And that is on our website right now, WWL.com. Click on menu at the top and click on Scoot, go to the Scoot page, and it is there. Some of you may think that, you know, I'm some kind of a subversive talk show host with this, but I think it was pretty accurately describes what happened. And I actually started out by going back and talking about how yesterday was the day in 1974, the U.S. Justice Department under the Nixon administration ordered that John Lennon be deported, because the president of the United States disagreed with what John Lennon stood for. John Lennon was not a citizen, but still, in the spirit of America, he disagreed with the president, and so the president and the FBI tried to kick him out of the country. Fortunately, that didn't happen. I say fortunately. John Lennon may still be alive today if he had been deported, because he was killed a couple of years later in Manhattan. From Uptown, Buster, welcome to the show.
Yeah, Scoot.
Hey, Buster.
You got a lady in Bay St. Louis. She loved your show. She a retired school teacher, and she picked you up real clear. And I said, I was going to let you know.
I appreciate that.
Well, Scoot, you remember this record called Secret Lover?
Secret Lover.
I used to work at D. Sean at the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, Secret.
And man, did, when that record came on.
Secret Lover.
Secret Lover, yes. Atlantic Star?
Atlantic Star, that's right. I was trying to think of the name of the group that did it. Atlantic Star, yeah, you're right. Did you have a secret lover at work?
Oh, yes, man, a lot of them.
You had a lot of secret lovers?
Yes, especially at D. Sean and Maze on Law.
Really?
Yes.
Did anything work out?
Oh, it didn't work out. They wind up getting married and have babies.
Yeah,
well, all this shit back then.
That happens sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah. But are you doing okay now, Buster?
Oh, yes. I retired and everything. Yeah. Laying back, Scoop.
So you made it through it without getting in too much trouble.
Yes, sir. And I met you later and the husband at Borer Boss. And she's listening right now. She listens to your show every day, she says.
No, I appreciate that very much, Buster. And you have
a retired school teacher. Yes, sir.
You have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, Buster. Here's a text that says, when I was in my early 20s, I waited at an Italian restaurant. I was the only male waiter. I had to quit after sleeping with most of the other waitresses. Here's a text that says, I work at Ingalls Shipbuilding in Pascagoula. That employs about 13,000 employees. I'm in management. She is an hourly employee. We had been dating after about 3 months. I was in her house in the middle of the night around 3 a.m. A knock on the door went and looked out the window, and she said, oh, my God, my husband. I had no idea that she was living out he was in the service. And she thought he was out of the country. A couple of people found out at work. And I had him run off, terminated, moral to the story, don't get involved with someone you work with. Well, look, that's pretty bad, though. You know, think about this. Somebody's serving in the military and somebody's cheating on him. And look, if we have respect for the troops, nobody should ever cheat with anybody who has somebody in the military, even if they offer. From Picayune, Lori, welcome to the show.
Okay, Scoot, I didn't think I'd be on so quick.
You're on.
Now, thank you. What I wanted to tell you was how much I enjoyed the hurricane coverage, and especially, I think it was last night or the second last night you were on from 12 to 4, and you call and you ask people how their things that they do to stay cool at night so they could sleep even without the air conditioning and everything.
Yeah.
And I had already thought about getting the battery-operated fans, But when that lady that was making the tomato gravy and biscuits at home, when she was called, when she told you about, you know, having a water bottle and spritzing herself and her sheets and stuff, and I said, that's a great idea. And then getting the ice, the bucket of ice, and it could blow on you with the battery operated. That was a great idea, and I really enjoyed listening to people, especially the guy from Lacombe who was going all the way up to Canada to deliver something. That was very interesting.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that, Lori. You know, we don't like to report hurricanes or storms in the area, but if we have to tell you about it, we appreciate the fact that you like the way we tell you.
Yeah, I loved it. I really, really enjoyed it. I listened almost to y'all the whole time.
Well, you know, that's what we're here for, especially at times like that, to keep you company.
Yeah, thank you. You helped a lot of people, I know.
All right, well, Lori, you have a great weekend.
Y'all too.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye. Here's a text that says, best relationship ever with a coworker, sex on the desk, copy machine, and closets. Broke up because I got promoted and relocated. Wow. It's probably not smart. You know, I'm a germaphobe, so let's say I come in and I'm, you know, going to take over that desk. I would like to know that nobody has had sex on the desk. I'd like to know that, but apparently that might not be the case. So if you take over a new desk at a business, just be aware of the fact that it does happen. Oh, it's kind of creepy. All right, if you've got a comment, our number is 260-1870, text 870-870. This week we got the lineup for the 25th anniversary of Gretna Fest 2019, and among the performers, KC and the Sunshine Band. This was one of the great songs to bump to. Remember the dance, The Bump? Ian Hoke, a studio producer, is a millennial. He's shaking his head no. The Bump was very, very sexual. There was contact. The Bump. This was a great bump song. David Bowie, Fame, was a great bump song. You know, I'm going to bring baby boomers back for just a moment. And for those of you who are Gen X, Gen Y, millennials, I'm going to give you some information about baby boomers. And so when they criticize your generation, I want you to have this evidence that you can use against them. I'm going to tell you about The Bump. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. This was one of the classic bump songs. This was one of the great songs to do The Bump to, which was post-disco, right? Or was The Bump before disco? I don't know, man. I don't remember, but you know, I remember doing The Bump with girls, and The Bump. I'm giving you this information if you're a millennial or Gen X, Gen Y. Baby boomers used to do this dance called The Bump, and it was bumping body parts against each other. I mean, you would actually bump the person's body part. You would bump the butt. You would bump the leg. You would bump the other leg. You would use your to bump up against them. Ian Hoke, our studio producer, is a millennial. He just during the break, he decided to look up bump. He'd never heard of The Bump, and you just saw a video of it?
It's the most boomer thing I've ever seen. This is ridiculous. What is wrong with you people? You just bump each other? That's all you're doing. This is brilliant, man.
I know. And look, there were times when, you know, I remember bumping a girl and she was wearing hot pants at the time, you know, that didn't really totally fit her. And I mean, so look, for the baby boomer generation to be so judgmental about the sexuality of younger generations, I want you to have this information. I want you to know this about the baby boomer generation. I mean, yeah, we did some really stupid things.
I cannot believe that this passed for sexual at a time. I mean, this looks so innocent to me.
Well, but it was considered, you know, I mean, at the time, you're bumping.
A bit risque, yeah. Sure. Yeah, I mean, it was, what if I touch your butt with my butt? Ooh.
Yeah. Well, no, today, that's not a big deal. Funny, though. The dumbest boomer thing you've ever seen. I love that.
Peak boomer.
All right. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming back. It's Free for All Friday on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.